Florence and Machine. They're at the Isle of Wight Festival last year. It's called The Drumming Song. Spectus Radio. It's 27 minutes to 5. Now, joining me on the other end of the line is Sarah from Same Difference. You there, Sarah?
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Good.
I'm not at the Isle of Wight Festival. But...
Really? So, off air, you were saying that most of your friends are going over.
Yeah, all my friends are like over now. They're all there and ready and raring to go, and I'm just sat here going, no, I've got to work this weekend. But it's all good. It's all good. I love my job.
Yes, all. You never know. You might perform there one year. Who knows?
I don't know about that. We're not really cool enough for that. I don't
So, Sarah, let's
get inverted commas.
Let's get straight to the point then, Sarah. X Factor 2007, I believe. You got to the final then.
Yes,
how did it feel to even just get to the live shows? What was it like?
I think it was the biggest shock of everything was getting to the live shows, because we were so not expecting it at all. And then every week, because we were constantly favourites to go, it was like it just got better and better as time went on. We absolutely loved the whole experience. It was really fun. But we came out of it and it felt like, oh gosh, you didn't realise what you were doing while you were in there, because you're in such a bubble. And you never really got to see the outside world as such. And then as soon as you came out of it, it was like, geez, this is like, you don't realise that many people watch the show. It's just crazy. So it was amazing.
Yeah, and obviously Simon loved you and your brother completely.
Well, I don't know about loved us. I think he liked us. And he was great. He was a good mentor, and he kind of worked with us and kind of come up with like new concepts and things for us, which was great. He was quite a good mentor, definitely.
And on the other hand, Louis Walsh, he wasn't so supportive throughout the weeks, was he?
Well, no, he always was horrible on telly, but backstage he was a really nice bloke.
Really?
And he used to always say to us, he used to come up afterwards and he'd be like, I'm so sorry, but I can't do the other person, by the way. He'd be like, oh Sarah, I'm so sorry, you're my favourite person, it's just that I couldn't, I have to be nasty because it gets you more votes, you know. And so I was like, okay, but Louis, it's making me really sad.
Oh, that must have been brilliant. And only if Louis Walsh is listening now.
Yeah, oh, I wonder if he is. Hello, Louis, if you are.
So what was the best moment of the live shows for you?
I think for us, because every week we had all these massive kind of performances to do with props and lighting and effects and all this, I think the highlight of the whole show was actually the week that we did Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now, and we just got to come on stage wearing black and just stand and sing, which is actually, believe it or not, was what we entered the competition for in the first place.
Yeah.
And then they kind of created this whole crazy world of bubbles and fairies and things, and we were like, okay, yeah, and we went along and thought it was brilliant. But what we actually entered for is because it's a singing competition, so the fact that we actually got through that week on our own singing sort of really meant a lot to us, because we just thought, oh, we're only getting through because of the gimmick.
Because you and Sean, you're almost like a stage act, aren't you? A bit like a cabaret, really. You're not really the normal singer stand in front of a microphone. You like to sing and to dance as well.
We're very much like a performy type. Like, we like to do a little bit of dancing. And like that's what, ever since, we're not so much Sean, but when I was a kid, I was a dancer. So that's where kind of I got that from. And I used to always love going to watch the West End shows and things like that. So I think we've kind of got a bit of that in our act. Even though we are a pop act, I think people automatically, we're very much like a Glee style rather than kind of just to stand and sing and, you know, be like a band or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, fair enough. So what have you been up to since the X Factor then?
Oh, it's just been non-stop manicness. Well, obviously we had our first album out called Pop, which went gold.
Yep.
And then our new album was out in February this year, called The Rest Is History. And obviously we've been over to LA to record like videos and stuff, and we've been to Sweden a few times to record, and been doing a lot of songwriting and loads of gigs. I think there's not a place in the country that we haven't been. It's just been absolutely crazy, like all over the place doing gigs and live performances, and it's just been a crazy whirlwind. Sometimes you get to the end of the year and you go, well, what was I doing in January last year? And you go, Jesus, like, I've done so much in a year, it's madness.
Yeah. So you and Sean, obviously you're travelling a lot as well. Do you ever get under each other's toes? Like, do you ever fall out at all when you get tired and stressed?
We are the normal brother and sister. We absolutely kill each other. It's ridiculous. Our tour manager is like, seriously, I need to sit you two up. I have to sit we've got like a big people carrier type car, and that East has to sit right in the back and I have to sit in the front because we literally like one another all the time. Yeah, I think like that's just normal. I think any band, I think the fact that we're brother and sister, we can have them sort of arguments and then kind of be fine 2 minutes afterwards, whereas I think those sort of niggly things, I think that's why so many bands break up so quickly, because in a band you have your arguments massively. So
yeah, but obviously yeah. In your first audition as well, you and Sean were just, you were so happy, weren't you?
Oh yeah, no, it was embarrassing. I cringe now. I look back and I'm like, oh no, did we really do that? Well, to be honest, I was at theatre school at the time, and I wasn't even going for the audition.
Yeah.
And I just went along with Sean for the day. He said, "I'll come and sit with me because I don't want to sit in the waiting room just getting stressed out."
Yeah.
So I went along and then I caught the bug. And because I was at theatre school, it was so normal to be the way that I was, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because like everyone at theatre school is like, "Oh my God, yeah, it's Glennie," woo! And it's so hyper and everyone's happy and everyone's jumping around all the time. And I was, because I lived in that kind of, I was in that kind of sort of bubble thing, as you like. When I was like that in everyday life, and then when I watch it back now, 3 years on, and kind of a little bit older and wiser, I go, oh no, look at me, I'm so annoying. But that was just, it just seemed normal at the time. I mean, I am a really happy person naturally, but that was just like the happiness heightened, I think.
So Sarah, does this bring back any memories for you?
Oh no, don't do it to me. Screaming at one another, we were like always taught to project. We're like screaming. I mean, they were like, "Babe, we're only sat here. You don't have to like scream
it." Just looking at it now, just the judges' faces as well, and your faces as well, was just.
Oh, it's just too much.
You just look so happy though.
Oh, we were happy. Like even to get, because obviously, you read about it in the papers that obviously you go through all these rounds before you even get to see the judges, and the round before we saw the judges. They actually were like, "Oh, we don't think it's suitable for us." And we were like, "No! Like, we've come all this way." And I was like, literally, to the producer, I was like, "Please let us through. Like, we'll do you proud and all this." And the woman was just like, "No, I just don't think it's going to be suitable for us." And I was like, "Look, you should put us through." And then, because she did, I think that just put me on a high. So I was like, I managed to drag my way through.
Yeah.
And then we ended up coming third.
So do you still keep in contact with any of your old X Factor friends?
Not so much now. We did, for a few years afterwards we did, but I think everyone's gone their separate ways. Like Leon, who won our year, has kind of gone down the indie route now, and he's doing a lot more kind of singer-songwriter with a guitar sort of stuff. Ridian's gone into musicals. Nikki, who came fourth, has gone into musicals as well. So we've all kind of gone down our different paths, and it's just really hard to kind of catch up. I'm sure you know, like in the entertainment industry, everyone's doing their own little thing, and it's really difficult to all be in the same place at one time. But you know, if I saw them on the street, I'd still say hello and have a chat, but I don't really contact them on a like daily or weekly basis or anything.
What about any of the judges? Do you still keep in contact with the judges?
No, not at all. I think the only one that we saw quite often was Danny. Because every time we seemed to go to an event, Danny was there, and we always kind of kept in contact like that. But we don't, it's not like a ring you up and go, how are you sort of thing. It's always just via Twitter and things like that. It's just the odd hello and how are you and what you've been up to sort of thing. But yeah, like Danny was really, really sweet, and as was Louis, even though he didn't show it on the thing. So whenever we bump into them, we always got loads of nice things to say.
Yeah, and just one more question for you. Where would you like to go in? Where would you like to go from here then? Would you like to carry
career-wise?
Yeah, career-wise. Where?
Oh,
how far can you go?
The next step is obviously abroad. We're actually taking our new album to Sweden and Australia and Japan as well. So that's in the next coming months. So we're really excited, and fingers crossed that we'll get to go to all these exotic places. I love a nice holiday. So yeah, that's the next step for that. And then I think in the future, I think we're destined to kind of do presenting. I think it was something that was always brought up on the show, and up to now we just haven't had the time because all the gigs have still been happening, and we've been here, there and everywhere. We haven't really had the chance to kind of knuckle down and really get involved in it. So I think eventually it'll kind of be kids TV presenting, I think.
Oh yeah. Sarah, it's been a pleasure talking to you. That's about
Thank
it
you.
Because we haven't got any, I'd love to speak to you for more, but we just haven't got time.
You've just got loads going on, you know.
We've got the Arlwhite Festival going on. There's just exactly. so much going on. If you ever come down to the island, just pop in and just it'll be great to speak to you.
It will be. It'll be lovely to catch up.
So, Sarah, we've got The Rest Is History coming up. Would you like to introduce this song?
Yep. This is Sarah from Same Difference, and this is our brand new single, The Rest Is History.
I never thought I would get here, but somewhere inside I believed. How do you know you're a winner, a winner?
Oh, how can you lose if you don't try? You wanna read all the signs. You think you know.
Just history.